Welcome to OlaTalks.com, real estate edition here. Every week I bring you this. Name is Ola. Topics today is how much money do I need to buy a house in New Jersey? If you follow me for marketing training and all that stuff, yes, I am involved in real estate here locally in New Jersey. So if you need any help, feel free to reach out at OlaTalks.com/real estate. So I have a question here, question of the day here, question of the week for real estate. And let's dive into it, shall we? All right, hey Ola, I see conflicting info all over the place. I am seriously thinking about buying a home, but I can't seem to find straightforward information on exactly how much I need to make it happen. Yeah, the internet has a lot of information, right? So, can you shed some light on this? I don't want to get into this unless I know exactly what I'm getting into in dollars. Thanks for your videos. Thank you very much. I appreciate you. So that question is a very common question. How much money do I need exactly to buy a home in New Jersey? Honestly, this answer I'm going to give you applies anywhere in the nation, in the United States of America. I don't know about everywhere else, but applies everywhere. Of course, in a developed country like what we have here, you don't have to have your own cash. As a matter of fact, you don't have to have any cash. That's just the reality. You just have to have the desire, okay? You have to want it, okay? Now, somebody has to come up with some kind of money, though, okay? Typically, for typical loan program, anything like that, you need a quarter of the money that you're going to need to acquire the property. So, for example, if it's going to cost you $100,000 to buy a property, you need private funds of at least $25,000, 25%, okay? It doesn't have to be your money. That's the difference between what I'm telling you here and what you're probably going to hear anywhere else. It does not have to be your personal money, but it needs to be private funds of up to 25% typically, okay? However, there are programs such as FHA where the government is backing, guarantee, whatever they want to call it. There's different terms for it. Sometimes they call it guarantee. Sometimes they call it their backing, their insurance, whatever they want to call it. Bottom line is that the government is saying, yes, I allow you to take a little bit less than 25% from this person and you can give them a house. So typically for an FHA, you need a down payment of about 3.5%. So for a $100,000 home, you will need about $3,500 as a down payment. Now, in addition to that, you're going to need some closing costs, okay? So how much money for closing costs for a $100,000 home? You're probably going to need about $5,000. So you should be looking, again, everything I'm giving you is just estimates. You should be looking at about $8,500. However, there are programs out here that allows you to use seller's concession, something they call seller's concession. Essentially, the homeowner is saying, yes, I'm selling you this house for $100,000, but I'll give you 5%. A lot of it is around 5%. I'll give you 5% of that money back so you can pay for your closing costs. So they're netting $95,000, all right, minus their own closing cost. So, for example, somebody is selling you a house for $100,000. They say, hey, here's $5,000 at closing to pay for your closing cost. They allow that. The regulations allow that in a lot of places now. It's called seller concession. So typically, you need the 3.5, the down payment, $3,500 for an FHA loan. But again, that's not typical. That's only FHA loan. But for a typical loan, like what they call conventional loan or any kind of financiers, they want to see that you are using private funds to finance 25% of the deal. Okay, so that should answer your question. So depends on how much you can afford. Okay, it depends on how much you can afford based on your income. Now, with respect to based on your income, what can you afford? I personally like to see below 30% of your income. And I mean net, okay, not gross. A lot of time the mortgage companies want to see, I think it's gross that they want to see. They want to see 30% of your income. No more than 30% of your income going towards housing expenses, okay? And that means including the mortgage payment, the principal, the interest, the taxes, all of that together, and maintenance. If you have a commercial property, they want to see that all of that is below 30% of your personal income. Okay, so but they call that the debt service coverage ratio. Some people call it the debt service ratio. Essentially, if you're making $100,000 per year, they don't want to see you spending no more than $30,000 of that on your mortgage. So $30,000 divided by 12, right? And that's how you know what your monthly situation is, right? So based on your income, so how much you do have exactly is based on two factors, your personal income, because somebody's going to give you money, at least a minimum of 75% or more to purchase a property. They want to make sure you're not going to default, right? So that's the number one factor. Number two factor is how much is the value of the home you're purchasing, right? So you're going to need at least the down payment, which is 3.5 for FHA, 20 to 25%. There's some conventioners that do less than that. But typically, that's what you're looking at, okay? Conventional or FHA. If you're a first-time home buyer, I would definitely take advantage of FHA because money is cheap. The money is cheap, and you can use your own cash for other business deals where you can get more money back on your money, okay? Get more returns back on your money. And if you want to be like, no, I'm just going to use my money, then you truly do not understand the value of money. Because the value of money, all the cash and the currency you keep in your pocket right now is declining in value every second of the day. So if somebody is going to give you cheap money at 4%, 5%, so you can buy a property and all you have to come up with 3.5%, I would take advantage of that all day long and go find other ways to double the money that you're trying to put in a house for 30 years. Think about that, okay? So that's the answer that I will give to your question on how much money do I need to buy a home. For a $100,000 home, I would like to see that you have $5,000 to $10,000 in your bank account, and ultimately a loan officer would determine what you need to have. And it's very easy, it's free to get pre-qualified. We do have somebody on our team here that can get you pre-qualified. Yes, they will check your credit. Yes, they want to make sure that your past finance behavior justifies giving you $7,500, $200,000, $300,000 to buy a home, right? Because if you default, that's real money stuck in there, right? So they want to make sure of that. So yes, they will check your credit, but checking your credit is a lot of people are scared of checking their credit. You're going to get inquiry, complete nonsense. Check your credit whenever you need to get ahead, okay? The whole point of you not checking your credit because of inquiry penalties is so you don't go there and keep doing it, right? That's the whole point. But when you need to do it, okay? So buying a home is one of those cases. You need to do it, get pre-qualified, know exactly how much you can afford without doing any kind of shady deals like zero down. If you're doing a zero down program, that's number one, that's what got the whole nation in trouble in 2008. Number two, you're going to get yourself in trouble. That's just what's going to happen. And if your credit doesn't qualify to buy a home right now, there are steps to get to where you qualify. You just need to ask questions and get going on that and get qualified. Don't force yourself into a home, because if you do that, you're going to have yourself to blame later, because chances are the same behavior that got you to where you're financially not responsible enough to have good credit, chances are you're going to get into more trouble. So make sure you get your financial behavior straight first, and then you get into a home. And we have all kind of programs to get you on that path. So if you'd like to ask for my help personally, send me your questions at ask@allatalks.com. It will take me up to 5 weeks, possibly 5 weeks, yes. I get over 200 emails per day to answer your question on one of this. But the quickest to get a hold of me is to go to allatalks.com/real estate. With regards to real estate specifically, you want to go to allatalks.com/real estate. And my father and I, we have the best team in place to help make buying your next real estate a bliss, okay? So a seamless process, essentially. So thank you so much for this episode. I appreciate you watching this. Please share it, like, subscribe, and I'll see you on the next one. Peace.